Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. I'm going to be talking about what's been going on with crypto for the last pretty well 6 days. You finish off a new bot, works great. First night, 11%. Second night, 1%. Then it goes in a range bound. What is up with that? Just things are not working out in my favor. Anyways, before I continue, if you're into this stuff, going over to quantlabs.net, get yourself some free trading books. We've got more stuff coming up in the next week to 2 weeks that will be available on Amazon, Shopify, but in very severe limited order. All right, so don't want to get into too much detail. So today is Thursday, 1:48 p.m., August 13th. So let's get into what we're talking about here. So yesterday, I put up some calls experimenting with MotiveWave, the harmonic scans. They typically work really well. I would say they actually work 100% with CFDs and Forex. But because of the volatility of crypto, they don't seem to work too well. So I experimented with this yesterday, last night, making these calls with Ethereum, USDT, Bitcoin Cash, BNB, FTT, and Litecoin. So here are what we're looking at. So BNB, you can clearly see up until August 4th, it's been in slight decline, but we had a nice run up between mid-July till about August 4th. And that's BNB USDT. Here's Bitcoin Cash. Same thing, but actually goes this time into a flat range bound. Ethereum, same thing. Always happens to me every time I come out with a new bot. This is the challenge of crypto. So we have here FTT, range bound for sure. And then we have Litecoin, the other call, same thing. It just goes in a range bound in the last week or so. This one was another call, not moving much. But people say, well, there's the end of chain of crypto. That's not true. Look at Chainlink. It has not gone into any range bound whatsoever. It's still continued to run up high, and it's just always trying to keep up with crypto as it changes and evolves. And the only way to really win this game is by using scanning techniques to see what's moving at that point. Trending does help, but when everything's moving up, it's like throwing crap at a wall and seeing what sticks. So in this game of crypto, as far as I know, if you're especially momentum based, the only way to win this game is by scanning. And obviously, MotiveWave has very advanced scanning, but I just think it seems to break down when it shouldn't. So where do we go from here? As I said, the scanning capabilities are very important. Now, there's two styles of trading I've gone on about. I've tested the momentum base works great when it wants to, but then you have to have a mean reverting type of strategy that will work in these trading conditions that I'm talking about, where it just goes into this flat. But you can make money on these oscillations, not a lot, but you can make money, and that's the whole point, because it reverts back to its mean. Sometimes these swings can be big enough to make, if you scalp and you are able to make the right calls, you'll be able to make the profit then and there. Some of the bigger coins could be said the same, namely for, let's say, Bitcoin Cash or Ethereum. Ethereum's a great example there of sort of a predictable sideways move. So there is opportunity here. So we're going to look into that. Now, I've already talked to a few people about it. It's like this. If you're planning to go hunting to shoot a duck in the sky that's flying, most people that don't know anything about trading and using mean reverting will shoot where the duck is, but you have to predict where the duck is going to go in terms of its flight path. So it's the same thing here, where we have to analyze the different relationships between the strong players in the crypto space as well as the weak players, to see if there's any arbitrage opportunity. There can be, but the problem is that it moves around very, very quickly. And the relationship of those coin integrations, when you do the math behind it. The relationships are not very stable. You might get half an hour, 10 minutes, maybe an hour out of that, and they're not very stable. So you have to predict where they're going to go. And the thing is that if that's the case, you also got to set targets based upon exposure on your current position versus where you want it to go to reduce your risk on the trade. So different styles of trading here. It's very challenging to do this type of trading as well. I've already built out scripts to do this. Unfortunately, there's no real indicators in MotiveWave or any real technical analysis indicator that can do this. They're not really designed for this. This is a volatile type of strategy. If you know anything, let me know. But the best thing is to look for a mean reverting. So that's what I'm planning to do over the next few days, to see what we can do. I mean, the bot's running as we speak, not taking trades because it's very conservative, not taking in any negative moves. But because yesterday was a pretty hard downward day, it took two losing positions, very tiny ones, part of the risk game, but it's no big deal because it's not going to trade. So, but when the momentum hopefully comes back, then we're good to go. But it comes and goes, and this is the problem of all year for crypto. But then it's on the other hand, you want to find pairs like I said, Chainlink here, that just is a constant move up, and for a while you can't depend on those trades as well because they're not consistent as well. So you could have this type of flat sideways moves right across the board in all pairs. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching, and we shall talk to you later. Let me know what you think, and let me know what you think are really good mean reverting strategies to look at, especially namely indicators, maybe even right out of MotiveWave itself. Thanks for watching. We shall talk to you later. Have a good day.